From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Casting from the hot zone.
Yeah, it's hot in here, baby.
It's hot in here, man.
It is hot in here.
Woo. The tunes.
The newly christened hot zone.
The tunes and our assholes.
Yeah.
From all the farting. You know, when you get fatter and you don't buy bigger underwear, too, there's some friction. The hot zone. Baby.
That fucking cotton rubs together down there.
Ooh, it does.
Ooh. You start making cheese and fucking bread. And... oof. Gross. Like Cheddar Bay biscuit ass.
Well, there's a show title in minute one. Holy fuckaroni. Holy shit. Anyway, welcome back to High Energy TGO Radio, everybody. Welcome. Hey.
Yo.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. You're very, very kind. Very kind of you.
Mm. Still recording on July 13th for broadcast, I think, on August 12th, I think.
Yeah, you think?
I think so. So, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take that one home today because I'm not going to be here for a few weeks.
Yeah, don't forget to take that with you.
Okay.
Hey, take that home with you.
I will.
Okay.
I'll take it home from the hot zone.
I believe home. It might be over there boiling right now.
I mean, buddy.
I mean, we can't even bring drinks in
we
here.
We are in the hot zone.
Boy, I don't know if this name's going to stick or not. I don't know if I can take this.
What if we don't say it 50 times a minute? It might be all right. Shit. Oh, yeah. Keeping it hot in the hot zone with The Cure on 96.9 The Fist. High energy for The Cure, isn't it? This is fucking funky, man.
Fuck yeah, man. This is 87.
Yeah?
Off of Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
This is a big record for them, right?
Fuck yeah, it was. Huge. Huge.
Huge. That's funky as shit. Yeah.
This is when they were in their fucking prime.
Buddy, this is funky as fuck.
He sang this. I've read about the recording of this song. He sang this in a way that he thought like a TV preacher would sing it.
That's hilarious. And,
yeah. This was released as a single off this record. Didn't do as good as Just Like Heaven, which was the big hit off of this one and probably the biggest hit they ever had.
Did you ever hear that song by the Italian singer that, I don't know why I thought of it listening to this song, but it was just a gibberish Italian language song that he recorded to sound like an American song because he thought that would make it sell. And it ended up being a huge hit. This cat's name, I don't know. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce the song name because you can't pronounce it. It's unpronounceable. But the guy's name is Adriano
La Serva,
Tino or some shit. Anyway, listen to this. I thought of this when that was playing because this is another little funky fucking thing.
When did he record this?
No, this was early 70s.
Oh, okay.
So this is
freezing cold in 1992's old.
You the cold maids say one prison call in answer and I choose all right.
He thought this is what an American song?
Yeah. It's catchy as fuck.
When I stay in the shoes and I will hold build the scene, then a whole rate maybe get the colour boss dying.
I love it.
Never heard this before.
Jeff, I want to cover this song desperately.
Why is this not a Mush Mouth clip?
You know what? So funny. It will be.
It should be. This is the best.
It's the best.
What's it called? Oh, you don't know what it's
Jeff, I can't pronounce it.
What the fuck? He sounds like an American. But he's just saying
gibberish. It's nonsense.
That's fucked up.
He thought if it sounded American enough, people would buy it.
And they did.
And he was right. It was a huge hit.
No shit.
Yeah.
Did it make Casey Kasem stop running?
American job.
What the fuck? Would you want to record it as gibberish or write actual lyrics?
Gibberish.
Okay.
It's got to be the gibberish.
Yeah. But you'd have to try and transcribe it out so you were saying the gibberish.
I found it.
somebody already did this work?
Oh, yeah.
Where is this hero at?
Jeff, this song is 50 years old, I bet.
Be kind of like us, you know, sitting here going, ching chong chong, hi ho, hi ho.
Yeah, I want you to act like we haven't done that.
This is really fucked up, man.
Talk me out of covering this.
I would easily join you in this endeavor.
1972.
And it was a big hit, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be goddamn.
I mean, I don't know if it was a hit here, but it was a hit over there.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So it was on Mussolini's Top 40 show.
Yes. Number 4 in Belgium.
Oh, well, fucking made it.
Number 5 in Italy. Number 6 in the Netherlands. And number 46 in West Germany, back when you had to make that distinction.
There were no radios on the east side.
Yeah.
Or electricity, for that matter.
Tell me that's not a fucking blast.
God damn, that's fun.
I love that
song. How did you find that? Demento?
I have no clue.
I've never heard of it.
I have no idea how I know it existed.
That's fucked up.
Oh, no, I've heard it. There was a time a month ago where I listened to it like 7 times in a row.
But you don't remember how it came to be
in your memory,
huh?
No, my fucking brain is filled with that bullshit.
Trust me, I fucking know.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
I can't pronounce it. It's one long word in Italian, and I'll try to spell it. Prisencolinensi. It's
fucking
bananas.
Gibberish.
Yeah, I love that song.
Wow, that's fucking awesome, huh?
And I don't know why I thought of that when you played that, but that's a hip little fucking song.
Fuck yeah, that's a great
tune,
man. It's one of my favorites by them.
All right, so I'll cover this one and you cover that one for the fucking TGO radio for the EP
for the Christmas album.
Yeah, for the EP.
The EP.
Yeah.
It was a hot EP.
Oh, yeah, the hot zone.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to start with an EP, right? Like David Lee Roth did. You can't just...
Yeah, no.
You can't throw
all this out there at once.
You can't be that hot right off the bat.
You gotta
bananas.
Yeah. It'll overwhelm people. It will.
Oh, I think that's that's the correct term.
Yeah.
But not for the reason we think
We'll start with a little carpet bombing and then give them the fucking fat boy and little man.
I'll give you a little man.
I'll give you a little man.
You're right. Oh, are you interested in some news?
Yes.
All right. Anytime.
Hello?
Stashy Old Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
All right.
Largest babies was born recently at Williamson Medical Center. Wow.
Okay, meet baby Leo, everyone. He weighs more than 13 pounds. And today, WSMV's Lydia.
Wow. That fucking snatch is ruined.
Dude, it's a war zone. There's Vietnam and this chick's pussy.
Yep.
Holy shit.
The fully militarized zone. Jesus Christ, that jungle is fucking finished.
What's the opposite of DMZ? It's militarized zone. Whoa.
13?
This was a shock for sure.
Was it?
Spoke with his mom.
But this was a shock for sure.
A full head of hair and a full body of rolls.
Yeah, and fucking linebacker
pads. Wait a minute,
how
did I get into this fucking story? Wait, I don't have a full head of hair.
Yeah, and linebacker pads and a fucking scholarship to Ohio State. Holy shit. Fucking monster. Golly. 13-pound baby. Like you hear 8 or 9, you start going, man, that's getting a little, that's a lot to be passing through the old fucking love canal.
Okay, so we've done a workup on your fetus, ma'am, and Doesn't look like it's going to be autistic. It looks like it's going to be healthy. You're going to have a very healthy baby here. But it is going to be 13 pounds. So yes, we highly suggested boarding it now because you'll never be able to feed the fat bastard.
Any husbands in this room who expect to have sex with their wife again, step forward. No. Not so fast, sir.
You're like fucking shaking a stick into a 5-gallon bucket. Fucking just rattle it around and maybe touch a side every now and again.
Man, well, that's like me with Kylie. ma'am, this baby is going to be D-Day for this pussy. I don't know if you understand.
Oof. I mean, it just... It's fucked up. It's ruined.
A full head of hair and a full body of rolls.
Our first was 9:15, so...
Fucking kid's already asking for a cigarette and a Coke.
She's like, man, I don't know about you, but I could really go for some fucking chicky nugs right now. Yeah.
Nothing like this.
Meet Leo Everett Taylor, born June 28th at Williamson Medical Center in Franklin, weighing in at 13.2 pounds.
The fuck?
Jesus Christ. He was born curling barbells, this fucking kid. Yikes, man. What is happening?
Came out with a mom tattoo on his fucking forearm.
Fucking teardrop on his fucking...
To it, but it's definitely hard because he wants to be held all the time. So working on
it. Well, yeah, well, you better fucking... You're get fucking, some industrial strength bands or something shit. To fucking this
monster. Your pussy's
monster.
Ruined. Your fucking back is going to be ruined.
Forget it.
God.
Your tits are already bouncing off your kneecaps. Holy fuckaroni.
The time, so working on those muscles right now.
The average birth weight of a baby boy is 7.4 pounds.
Jesus Christ, almost twice as big. Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
What do you
fucking
think,
monstrosity.
What do you think is the heaviest shit you ever took? Now multiply that by 3.
I don't know, man. I think I may have come close to this fucking monster. And I've taken some healthy shits, baby. I mean, I thought I was giving birth. I almost gave it a name. Brownie.
And you still flushed it.
Oh, like fuck yeah, it's gone.
Like a prom night dumpster, baby.
I don't need this fucking hassle.
I need this hassle.
Okay. Fuck this noise.
Okay. I have a story for this.
Yeah.
When I was, I many years ago, I had a car accident. And I was in the hospital for a few weeks. And I had to have my hip reconstructed. I got 3 pounds of steel in my hip and everything else, right? I'm in the hospital. And I'm young. I'm in my really early 20s here. Okay. And they keep coming in and they're asking me if I want to take a laxative. And I'm like, no, why would I don't need that. Well, if only someone had explained that when you take one shit in 2.5 weeks. So there's muscles that start to atrophy. Very important asshole muscles. Your sphincter being one of them. And I was not thinking about that when I kept refusing this laxative or whatever. And on the way home from the hospital, Dad was taking me home. It was a couple-hour drive. We stopped at a Burger King on the way home. And I ate big, you know.
Oh, no. Oh.
I ate big.
I'm just a prom night dumpster baby. I got no mom or dad. Prom night dumpster baby. The story isn't long, but boy, it's awfully sad.
Bum, 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 bum.
And though I came from a hole,
and though we came from a hole,
I'm singing right from the soul.
He's singing right from the soul.
My fanny needs a blanket and somebody to spank it. I miss my mom,
but she's at the prom.
So I'm a prom night dumpster baby.
prom night dumpster baby. And I'm taking a stroll.
Yeah!
I'm taking a stroll.
He's taking a stroll.
I'm taking a stroll.
He's taking a stroll.
I'm taking a stroll.
He's taking a stroll.
I'm taking a stroll.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Tight.
We have not played that in many, many, many years. So stopped at Burger King on the way home, and I ate big.
So you had a couple weeks worth of shit backed up.
Yup.
In you, and you topped. You're trying to push it out with the King.
Yup.
Did you get onion rings?
Oh, I don't remember. I remember getting two chicken sandwiches, and I don't remember what else. Okay.
Oof.
Slammed them into my face. Right. I got home to Dad's
because there's still remnants of that in your colon. You realize?
Probably. But I will tell you. I'll tell you this. I got home and I go, oh, I got a shit. And I hobbled my crippled ass. First of all, when you got a leg cast on, you can't. So you got to sit on the bowl and extend. Like you got to find a way to shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm sitting on the bowl and it won't come. And Jeff, it hurts.
Yeah.
And only then does it occur to me at my very young age. I went, oh. Now, this went on for quite some time.
I'm sure it did.
I will be happy to tell you how I fixed this situation. But you need to know, I can't believe I've never told this story on this show before. Somehow I say that every other week somehow.
Yeah, right.
But you need to know. From this point forward, you are going to have this knowledge.
Am I going to have a different opinion of you, champ?
I don't think so. But you will have this knowledge. And here's something else I'll guarantee you. You'll picture it.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I have to. I mean.
So if you want to hear it, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
I had to. Fuck, I cannot believe I've never told you this.
Well, I wish you would, because
I had to. Fair enough. I really am a suspense builder.
Let's go.
I had to.
Get on with it.
I had to cover my hands in toilet paper and pull it out of myself.
You have told this story.
Have I really?
Yes. I don't know if you've told it on the show, but as soon as you said.
Oh, Jeff.
Actually, the visual was kind of where I got it. But yes, you've told this story before.
And passing a baby, a 13-pound baby, when it's finally over, cannot possibly feel as good as the perfect as fucking.
Did you check yourself for dilation? What were you dilated to?
Dilation? Jeff, I mean, it was.
I mean, 10 centimeters is fully dilated and ready for that kid's head to pop out of that puss.
Oh, and it was long. Oh, man.
But you could literally pull it out of your asshole without it breaking off?
Well, that's some compacted fucking shit. The first time I was able
to do that. It's like peat moss. You know, like really tight fucking like good turf, like peat moss. You could have saved it and burned it for fuel.
I quite literally could have. I could have kept a family of four
warm
for a season.
The cold winter winds are upon us. My dearest Abigail.
I almost said Abigail, too.
The cold winter winds are upon us. But fear not, for I have harvested TGO's shit.
Straight from the hot zone.
Straight from the hot zone.
It's been dried and cut into logs. Thanks to his generosity, we will be warm for a fortnight. And for the first couple, two or three times, it had to be that. Before the muscle finally got back into working order.
You had to do that again?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was.
Dude, I mean, when I had this hip replaced, I had, you know, it was a little, first week or two was a little odd taking shits, you know. A little odd, I must say. A little odd.
I heard you.
Did you?
I heard you.
But I didn't have to grab it and pull it out.
Jeff.
Who am I kidding? I can't reach my own asshole. Are you crazy?
I finally, after several minutes of trying to push, I finally went, oh.
This is what has to happen.
Now I see what it has to be.
Squishy, isn't it? Well, not yours, I guess. Jeff, not if it had that peat bog consistency.
It may have been squishy had I spent 2 weeks eating customary hospital food, but I was in my early 20s. I didn't have any diet restrictions because I wasn't in for my heart or diabetes or anything like that. So I was able to eat whatever I wanted. So at least once a day, I was having mini pizzas brought up from the Pizza Hut downstairs.
Jesus Christ.
All of that sat in my colon.
Oh, that like cheese.
Like an like easy a, bake oven.
A cheese is like an Elmer's glue binder.
Never had my hands around anything that solid.
Well,
I was lucky.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, okay. 30 years ago, maybe. I was lucky to get a head out enough to grab. I mean, Jeff, it was a horror show.
So you delivered your own shit, baby.
It had to have felt just like this woman passing this 13-pounder.
Probably.
It was amazing.
Largest babies was born recently at Williamson Medical Center. Wow.
Okay. Wow. Baby Leo, everyone. He weighs more than 13 pounds. And today, WSMV's Lydia Fielder spoke with his mom.
But this was a shock for sure.
And the dad is sitting in the background on the couch just, you know, how am I going to feed this?
What the fuck am I going to do now? I'm going to have to become a goddamn farmer.
A full head
farmer.
Of hair and a full body of rolls.
Our first was 9.15, so.
Oh, that's so big.
We anticipated a bigger baby, but nothing like this.
Meet Leo Everett Taylor, born June 28th at Williamson Medical Center in Franklin, weighing in at 13.2 pounds.
Ooh.
I'm getting used to it, but it's definitely hard because he wants to be.
You're getting used to it.
There's no way.
You can only be walking like Gabby Hayes.
That's very funny.
Well, that's a big baby, Duke. It's a bad Gabby Hayes impression. But
very bad.
Very bad.
Whew.
Working on those muscles right now.
The average birth weight of a baby boy is 7.4 pounds. That means Leo is almost 80% bigger.
He does eat around the clock. It's kind of hard to keep up.
Yeah, he literally eats around the clock.
He ate the fucking clock.
Hey, I'll tell you, you know, hey, when this kid sits around the house, he sits around the house, you know, I'll tell you, he's a big kid, you know.
That fucking kid's going to break these poor people.
Yeah.
He is. You're going to have to give him up.
To what, a circus? And
more surprising, Leo was a week early.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking.
Well, it's a good thing you got him out when you did.
Jesus Christ.
Should have took that fucker out of the oven a month ago. He's done. Get it?
Oven.
Weeks pregnant when she delivered her second boy.
So my first, I labored for 27 hours.
Jesus Christ, they're already
27 hours. Who's still doing this shit on purpose? Stop it. The first baby, I labored for 27 fucking hours. And then you go, I'll do that again. What? You out of your fucking mind?
They're already feeding a 9-pound fucking boy. She popped out. Now they got to feed this 13-pound monstrosity.
Golly.
What the fuck?
Her second boy.
So my first, I labored for 27 hours and it ended in a C-section. And so this one was a planned C-section.
Oh.
So C-section? I think it would have been a whole fucking O they'd have cut in there to get that fat bastard out. A fucking O section.
The
O section.
The standing O section. God, I hate your guts.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. We're going to have to move your small and large intestine to get this fucking monstrosity out of your fucking womb.
Well, they cheated. I mean, she couldn't have possibly pushed this fucking mutant out.
Fuck no.
Mutant.
What a fucking busted her pelvis in half.
Oh, forget it. I remember my buddy, and I can't say his name, but one of my buddy's mom one time goes, he was born here to sew my asshole back together.
Dude.
Apparently he was a big head baby.
Dude, when my first kid was born,
yeah,
and I'm down there and the fucking doctor's down there, everybody's right fucking down there, staring this fucking head crown and staring this thing down. And that fucking, I'm standing there watching, and there's a table over here, a nurse on the other side of that table, and doctor's, looking, fucking puts her hand out like this, and that nurse gives her a fucking scalpel, and she, whack, and I about fucking, I looked over at that nurse, she's like, you all right? I'm like, holy fuck.
Oh.
Woo.
Nothing about that sounds fun. I just sew my asshole back together, she said.
Pretty much. Uh-oh.
That'll be a clean edit, though. I come home today, and one of the neighbor's dogs was laying on my fucking grass. Just hanging out.
We're in the front yard?
Yeah! Just hanging out. You know.
Did it... try to attack you or anything? Growl at you?
No, not Jesus a fucking... Christ,
fucking nuisance.
Stepped out the front door to get my mail, and he barked and ran away.
When she delivered her second boy.
So my first, I labored for 27 hours and it ended in a C-section. And so this one...
It ended in a C-section. Ugh.
One was a planned C-section.
What his parents didn't plan for was how large their little Leo would be.
We had to have my mother-in-law come over and grab some clothes from her house, bring it up here to the hospital.
The 9-day-old baby, already too big.
Salvation Army to get that kid some clothes.
The fucking tent. Tarp. And a belt.
Dress him up like Rambo.
Why are you dressed like Lenny from Of Mice and Men? I'm proud of that reference.
Rambo.
I just wanted something. You can't possibly tit feed that baby as much as it wants. You have to throw a porterhouse steak at him.
He's crazy.
Porterhouse.
I think I'd give that kid a cow to fucking suck on. Jesus Christ.
Just walk in his antlers on the ground. It's like, what?
Wait, listen, kid. Here's a knife. When you get done with the milk, just carve off some fucking meat for yourself, all right? This might feed you for a day or two, you fat fucking bastard.
Sirloin for old dad, would you?
The 9-day-old baby, already too big for newborn clothes.
Jesus.
He went straight into size 2 diapers, and I think we left the hospital in a 3-6.
You know what? Get him on a road crew. He ought to be out making money.
No shit.
Holding a sign? Something.
Say, based on past experience with big babies, they were amazed that all his sugar levels were normal. The Murfreesboro mama saying,
"Kid comes out of the hatch with the beatus."
Out of the hatch.
Look, if you can't beat us, you know, come out and join us, huh? No. Right? Huh? I wish you could see his face. Am I fired?
I'm angry. For a few reasons. Yeah. But one is when you said beatus. So let's do a joke autopsy right here.
All right.
Okay, so let's just see. When in how soon before the delivery did you have it? Because you said beatus and it was a beat. Before I had beat us or join us, but you had already started. So you had it immediately.
It just, I don't know. It just comes. Oh. I don't know. I wish I could figure out how to do that on demand.
I wish I could too. I could get a cheaper co-host.
Yeah, I'm dragging this show down with my salary.
Shut the fuck up, man. fucking kayfabe that shit. What's the matter with you? Kayfabe that shit.
Maybe, kayfabe champ. Kayfabe.
Maybe a show title also. Kayfabe that shit.
Kid comes out of the hatch. Hi, I'm Leo, and I'd like to talk to you about diabetes.
Diabetes. The beatus.
The Murfreesboro mama saying she didn't do anything different this time around.
And the only thing I ate was my toddler scraps the entire pregnancy.
Katie, soaking in all the baby cheeks and chunks while she can.
Ew, I'm trying to take everything gross. With, you know, knowing.
You ever had baby chunks? Like in brown gravy?
That's a Canadian delicacy, I believe.
It is. Only if you put cheese on it, though.
Right, well, yeah. Yes. Baby chunks.
I'm going to take it.
You can.
Baby
I'm
chunks.
Trying to take everything.
Wasn't that with... that stripper down at the...
yeah. It was little baby chunks. L-I-L-B-A-B-I. But weirdly, chunks was spelled correctly. So right. it was very strange.
As opposed to the one in Chinatown that has little baby chicks. Now that is a show.
That's comes on from 9 to 12 on 96.9 The Fist, the Hot Zone.
The little baby chink show?
Yes. She's like Tokyo Rose, but she's...
You American dogs!
Tell me that show wouldn't be successful.
Mark, in that exclusive new video, you see the panic outside and inside the Denny's restaurant here.
They must have eaten some food.
Or are they just watching this 13-pound fucking newborn eat a grand slam?
Moon's over my asshole.
New video, you see the panic outside and inside the Denny's restaurant.
Holy shit, I'm 30 working at a Denny's? Yeah. That's the panic.
It's the lesser known band Panic at the Denny's.
Much lesser known. Panic. Instead of exclamation mark, it's panic question mark at the Denny's. That's another band we could do.
Good food at the Denny's.
Yeah, question mark?
Right.
As the victims run down the gunman who had just robbed them.
Well, we changed gears real fucking quick here.
Fuck yeah.
Gunshot wound to the head from his own weapon. To warn you, some may find that.
This is great.
Right on.
I'm loving this.
<Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. laughs> Shit, now we're going to get sued.
We don't have YouTube anymore. That's the reason.
Play. From his own weapon.
Damn it.
I warn you, some may find that video disturbing.
I don't think so. Beg to differ.
Some call it karma caught on camera in this exclusive Eyewitness News video. You can see on the surveillance video, the armed thief is run down by his victim.
Good.
Causing him to shoot himself in the head.
Vigilante justice a little bit, you know. I'm not gonna
spit it out, you mongrel. God damn it.
Listen,
say something.
Don't pick a side, but make a decision.
Say anything, even if it's fucking wrong.
Yep.
Say something. God damn it.
I'm not gonna say any prayers for the suspect because, you know, he kind of got what's coming to him.
I would beg some fucking news jockey to put a microphone in front of my face.
Oh, yeah.
I would fucking beg him. Oh, what's the story, Maria? Yeah? Good.
Good.
I hope he and the last and next generations of his family fucking die.
He got shot in the head once?
Yeah. By his own gun.
Good.
So he got hit, and when he flipped into the air, he shot himself in the head.
Reminds me of the end of Animal House when they tell you what happened to Doug Niedermeyer, who's killed in Vietnam by his own troops. Yeah,
for the suspect because, you know, he kind of got what's coming to him.
The dangerous drama unfolded outside this Denny's restaurant on Hawthorne. The gunman seen running across the parking lot to the victim's car where police say he robbed the four people inside. One woman jumps out running into the restaurant for help.
You ain't robbing me today.
No, you ain't.
Calling 911 help. You see panicked patrons inside calling 911. While out in the parking lot, the victims take matters into their own hands.
I fucking love this. Hey, fucking Bernie gets them.
Yep.
The driver in the victim's vehicle hits the gas, dragging the gunman back, almost knocking him down. The suspect regains his stride, trying to get to the getaway car, which passes him by.
There goes your ride, motherfucker.
Bye, stupid.
Then taking direct aim, running him down, the gun still in his hand.
I love it. Jeff, I fucking love it.
Running away from the scene with a gun in his hand when the victims chased him in their car, and when they struck him, it launched his body up in the air.
Good.
Somewhere in that process, the gun in his hand fired, resulting in him getting a bullet in the head.
Inside the restaurant, complete chaos. Dude. As everyone runs for cover.
Dude, there are video cameras everywhere. There has to be. I want to see this guy get hit, knocked in the air, and shot in the head all at the same time by his own fucking gun.
There is a video of it, but and you can see him kind of fly into the air a little bit.
But that's yeah.
I love this story.
A great story.
It's the best.
Jesus Christ.
Getting a bullet in the head.
Inside the restaurant, complete chaos as everyone runs for cover, unsure what was going on. Police racing to the scene. The manager of the restaurant grateful no employees or customers were hurt in the crime. The suspect.
Yeah, fuck the people in the parking lot.
Custody in the hospital.
He lived. He lived, the guy.
The robber?
Hit, flies into the air, shoots himself. He lived. I hope he's Christopher Reeves like when he fucking comes out of the hospital.
Hope he has to eat through a fucking straw the rest of his life.
I hope someone has to pull his I hope he has a shit bag on the side of his chair.
Pull his own shit out of his own ass.
I was trying to say that, but yeah.
Customers were hurt in the crime. The suspect now in custody in the hospital.
That's what happens. You're taking a chance whenever you do something like that.
So good.
Now that's
why is it 5 seconds?
I will be doing this when we're 90 and you'll still be bitching about that 5 seconds.
Jeff, it's not excusable. You understand?
Oh, now that suspect is hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The search continues for his two accomplices were seen in that car.
Yeah, his two accomplices beat feet.
Exactly. They are gone.
They're like, kick rocks, okay. Victim.
Gone, Daddy. Gone.
Ooh, okay, this might be it right here. This might, after 18 years, this might be the one right here where I shit my pants.
Why don't you give it a little tug? Ooh, burp. That sounded like Michigan J. Frog when he's just sitting on a box not doing his bit. Burp. That guy's all bum-fuzzled, trying to get him to do his little fucking gimmick. I'm now referring to your asshole as the Michigan rag. Because everybody loves the Michigan rag.
Oh, fuck me, man.
I think I killed him.
Fuck me. Oh, shit. where's my, I think I dropped my news. That's probably for the best.
Just might be the showstopper.
If
huh?
I wasn't fat, I could bend down and pick it up. Oh, fuck me, man.
Oh, boy.
Man, when you get to laughing like that, I throw my headphones off. I'm all over the place.
Whew. Fucking lose control.
Yeah.
Burp.
probably the greatest cartoon ever made. Oh, yes. It's hands down.
Hands down. Best one.
Yeah, it's got to be the best, right?
Yep.
Rolling Hills Estates in California.
Did you see my tweet on that?
No.
So they should rename it as Sliding Hills. You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, God damn it.
I haven't checked the TGO Radio Twitter feed for a while.
I tweet twice a year, okay?
All right, I'm on it. Rolling Hills Estates expected to declare a state of emergency amid probe into the cause of the landslide. Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
Hardest hit.
Well, the landslide took my home.
I hate this fucking story. What are you building the homes on hills for?
And
fuck you.
Think I'd have no... Dude, we were talking about this today at work.
Fuck you.
Do you have the story or see the story about the otter that's terrorizing California surfers and stealing people's surfboards?
That's awesome.
Good.
That's
good.
Awesome.
Good for the otter. I hope he's got a collection of fucking surfboards and his little fucking otter pad.
All you got to do is yeet that motherfucker into the ocean. Fuck it. Pick him up and, you know, catapult his ass.
I got no sympathy for you. You go to the Titanic in a tin can? Fuck you. I don't care. Oh, you imploded? Good.
Well,
fucking
I told
Titanic,
you,
still claiming victims.
I told you what happened on that, right? That they found some of the wreckage and peeled back some of the paint and they saw Del Monte on the fucking...
Right.
Sad and scary are words being used to describe the rapidly deteriorating...
Sad and scary are words being used to describe this episode of TGO Radio.
That's sad and alarming.
Sad. That's just, you know, kind of makes me fear for humanity, frankly, and, you know.
Sad and scary are words being used to describe the rapidly deteriorating situation in Rolling Hills Estates, where homes are literally falling into a canyon.
The neighbors who live nearby are shocked by what's happening.
Oh, Jeff, they're shocked.
Oh, my God, I'm shocked.
They're shocked.
I built my house on a hill, and now it's sliding down into the canyon. Well, I don't know what I did wrong.
It's almost like...
What's happening?
It's almost like building one on a beach and then having erosion. I don't understand this at all.
What the fuck is
going
on?
None of this makes sense to me.
Jesus Christ. Fuck people.
And then eyewitness news reporter Josh Haskell talked to some of them.
The Josh Haskell?
Yep.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
That's a nice dress you have there, Mrs. Cleaver.
And is live in Rolling Hills with more. Josh?
And there are so many theories floating around about what caused this powerful landslide. Was it...
Theories?
I have a competing theory to whatever they're going to go with.
Okay.
They built houses on hillsides.
I don't know.
And every now and then, some shit's going to happen.
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
You know, it's like the assholes that, you know, have houses. Oh, goddamn, the hurricane came through. Really? That's terrible. Well,
that's the third house I've lost to a hurricane.
Fucking thing.
Move!
If you build a house in a hurricane zone, they ought to be able to refuse to insure you.
Exactly.
That's fucking, what are we doing? Hey, we're two guys who believe that when you build a house in a hurricane zone, they ought to be able to not insure you.
You know goddamn well. That they, fuck, where we live, insurance companies have flood zones, and they charge you more for home insurance. You know they have hurricane zones down there, so you know these people are paying out the ass for insurance. You've got the money, move somewhere else. Don't keep doing it.
Well,
fuck is wrong with you?
Well, if they had another home, it couldn't be on a hillside. That's the thing you're missing about this. The hill is the selling point.
Caused this powerful landslide. Was it our wet winter? Was it a water leak that went unaddressed? And when will the hillside stop moving?
I just picture a bunch of fucking rednecks firing guns into the hillside going, stop it now!
Well, where these people live, there are no rednecks.
No.
No. You know what there are? Wealthy liberals.
Ah.
No rednecks, my friend.
The earth continues to move in Rolling Hills Estates as the city is expected to declare a state of emergency.
Utility crews.
under my feet. Crews on scene Tuesday, cutting off gas and water to the 12 homes red-tagged, rerouting the pipes to serve the homes still occupied. Walter Tsai lives nearby, but so...
Hey, look, got some great news for you. Your gas pressure's going up.
Yeah.
Your broadband speed's going to increase a little bit.
Good news.
No more brownouts.
I mean, at least not for you guys.
Yeah.
Mark, in that exclusive, caught on camera in this exclusive eyewitness news video, you can see on the surveillance video the armed thief.
Sad and scary.
That's sad and alarming. And there are so many theories floating around about what caused this powerful landslide. Was it our wet winter? Was it a water leak that went unaddressed? And when will the hillside stop moving?
The earth continues to move in Rolling Hills Estates as the city is expected to declare a state of emergency. Utility crews on scene Tuesday, cutting off gas and water to the 12 homes red-tagged, rerouting the pipes to serve the homes still occupied. Walter Tsai lives nearby, but so far, his home is okay.
It's very scary. We never thought that this would happen. We've been here in this neighborhood ever since the beginning, so...
Or is that a fucking recommendation?
Very shocking.
Some homes no longer visible from the street as they've...
Yeah, because they've slid down the fucking hill. Yeah, they're no longer visible. We know. Yeah.
Visible from the base of the canyon only.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Well, we just don't know what happened.
Beginning.
My wife was just out there pruning the flowers by the fucking swamp, and an alligator ate her. I don't know what the fuck happened. Huh. Wow, imagine that luck.
She was walking a tasty, delicious, tiny dog.
Walking a shih tzu, and all of a sudden, they're both gone.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm.
Play! In this neighborhood ever since the beginning, so it's very shocking.
Some homes no longer visible from the street.
You ever give a girl the shocker? Yeah, have you?
Yeah. Every time I take my clothes off.
You'd be like, oh, that's disappointing. That's a real shocker. That's a real shocker.
Very shocking.
Some homes no longer visible from the...
That's hilarious. Every time I take my clothes off.
Yeah.
I gotta turn the lights off.
It's not really as much shocked as I am. Just thoroughly disappointed.
She goes... When are you going to put it in? I was done 5 minutes ago. What do you mean, put it in?
Very shocking.
By the way, you might want to consider some Kegel exercises.
Me?
No.
Oh. Talking about the broad that fucking brought that 13-pound monstrosity into world?
I mean, they had they planned a C-section. So at first we thought it was the real way.
Oh, there's no way that thing's coming out through the cunt.
I suppose you're right. I mean...
Very shocking.
Some homes no longer visible from the street as they've fallen into the canyon below. 16 people have been evacuated and 16 homes remain threatened.
Terrifying, because we know people who lived in those homes.
Yeah.
And, it's sad to see where others...
Spit it out. Form a coherent thought.
You know what? Interview me. If I lived in that neighborhood,
Jeff?
And still had, hey, listen, man, listen, I would love to talk to you right now, but I'm busy packing.
Yeah.
I got to get shit in boxes.
I'm the fuck
the moving
out.
Truck's going to be here in the morning. I got to fucking go.
Yeah, it is time to go.
So thanks.
It's sad to see where others live that are in danger of having them go down the hill.
Larry and Linda Grassinger lived in one of these homes for 10 years, and although they've since moved, they came to an overlook across the canyon to see the devastation and send good...
So they were being nosy. They had to see the destruction, and a camera crew caught them. So now they have to act like they're not vultures and bottom feeders.
Across the canyon to see the devastation and send good thoughts to their former neighbors who have lost everything.
Boy, those good thoughts that people send just do so much, along with the prayers. The thoughts, prayers, and good thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
They're just, thoughts and prayers. I mean, It's just wonders how those work to solve a fucking problem.
Every problem.
Safe, and we're able to take some valuables out of their home and save some things that are meaningful to them.
L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn said nothing can be done for the homes that continue to collapse.
Good.
No shit. What did we expect you to do? Well, listen, if the house is halfway down the hill, I think we can save it. No? What did you expect him to do?
Hang on. I'll get my floor jack.
Yeah. It's fucking...
And some jack stands.
I need a 4x4x12 and a bag of Quikrete. No.
A bag of Quikrete.
No. We're not saving this house.
And a bag of Quikrete. Prop that bitch up.
I'm getting you.
And a bag of Quikrete.
Sheesh.
County Supervisor Janice Hahn said nothing can be done for the homes that continue to collapse. The owners of the red-tagged homes will either have their property taxes reduced or eliminated.
Good. Oh, that's good. That's government in action. All right, listen. I mean,
play that again, please.
The houses are unlivable. You can't be there anymore. Why don't we cut their taxes in half? No, why don't you fucking...
Yeah. Are meaningful to them.
L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn said nothing can be done for the homes that continue to collapse.
Except to continue to tax them.
Yes. Which we're not going to do anyways, but until you asked us about it, now we got to do the right thing.
Can't save the home, but we're still going to tax you if that's all right.
I cannot wait till one of these cocksuckers gets a property tax bill next year. I can't, because they still own the lot, even though it's fucking slid down to oblivion. I can't fucking wait. Oh.
The County Supervisor Janice Hahn said nothing can be done for the homes that continue to collapse. The owners of the red-tagged homes will either have their property taxes reduced or eliminated. Some residents have said an ongoing water leak could be to blame, but that hasn't been confirmed.
Very scary.
Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn, whose district includes the scene of the landslide, said the region's wet weather may be to blame. Hahn also said the local homeowners association can bring in a geologist. Hey, Janice, how about you bring in a fucking geologist? Why are you going to force people who have lost their homes to fucking hire a guy? What are we doing?
Francis Wolcott shows up, but he needs he needs to kill some hookers before he can analyze the situation.
Don't you fucking hit me, Francis. That girl, the blonde he likes, is so fucking sexy, man. Don't you fucking hit me, Francis.
What the hell's her name?
Next time you might want to pull your prick out, is what she says to him, too. Because he comes in his pants.
Yeah. The fuck is her goddamn name?
I don't know, but she's fucking sexy, man. Quote.
Carrie.
Is that what it was?
Carrie.
County Assessor Jeff Prang.
Prang.
Damn, you beat me to it. I had it. You beat me to another one. Cox, he's fucking killing me today. Pointed to the home behind him and said.
Prang.
And said.
Pointed to the home and went, Prang.
Gonna put in a sound effect right here of like a kabong, you know, like a guitar breaking. Jeff Prang, quote, the land that was beneath them is now going to be a hillside, Prang said. So when we're done valuing this property, they will have nominal value. And as a result, the property owners are entitled to property tax relief. Yeah, because the lot they owned went cascading down a hill. All right, we'll give you
give
you some property tax relief.
Wait until they find out it's the fucking Indians sneaking back in and watering the hill at night to reclaim the land. We show those white cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Take land back.
Yeah. White cocksuckers. Yeah. Glad I taught you that fucking word.
They're out there every night. They've been out there every night for 10 years with a garden hose watering that fucking hill down.
They're just pumping water from the ocean and just long hoses connected together.
They're probably out there doing rain dances and shit.
Dad, why are we doing this? One day it will pay off.
One day.
After many moons.
One day this hillside be yours.
Many moons.
Many, many moons.
There are people, many, many moons. People, but Chief Sitting Bull, I don't understand. Your people have been flooding this hillside for many moons before the white man arrived.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many French fries.
Many, many French fries.
Well, thank you very much.
Sitting Bull requested this council to await his words.
Take your soldiers out of here. They scare the game away.
Very well, sir. Tell me then, how far away should I take my men?
You must take them out of our lands.
What precisely are your lands?
These are the lands where my people lived before you whites first came.
I don't understand. We whites were not your first enemies. Why don't you demand back the land in Minnesota where the Chippewa and others forced you from years before?
The Black Hills are sacred land given to my people by Wahantonka.
Ooh. Not very convenient to cloak your claims in spiritualism. And what would you say to the Mormons and others who believe that their God has given to them Indian lands in the West?
I would say they should listen to Wahantonka.
No matter what your legends say, you didn't sprout from the plains like the spring grasses, and you didn't coalesce out of the ether. You came out of the Minnesota woodlands, armed to the teeth, and set upon your fellow man. You massacred the Kiowa, the Omaha, the Ponca, the Oto, and the Pawnee without mercy, and yet you claim the Black Hills as a private preserve bequeathed to you by the Great Spirit.
And who gave us the guns and powder to kill our enemies? And who traded weapons to the Chippewa and others who drove us from our home?
Chief Sitting Bull, the proposition that you were a peaceable people before the appearance of the white man is the most fanciful legend of all. You were killing each other for hundreds of moons before the first white stepped foot on this continent. You conquered those tribes, lusting for their game.
You were flooding these hills for hundreds of moons before the white man set foot in this state.
Hey, if my memory serves, didn't they get their ammunition and guns from Oliver North?
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know if the listeners can appreciate Jeff Durant is killing it today on TGO Radio. He is absolutely destroying it today. So good. Oliver North. So good.
White man is the most fanciful legend of all. You were killing each other for hundreds of moons before the first white stepped foot on this continent. You conquered those tribes, lusting for their game and their lands, just as we have now conquered you for no less noble a cause.
This is your story of my people.
This is the truth, not legend.
That's a not a bad movie. Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
Yeah.
Not a bad flick. Just watched it.
Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
At Wounded Knee.
Car theft in Montgomery leads to a police chase, and tonight NPD says the person responsible is an 8-year-old boy.
What?
Yes, sir. Now it's time for the return, for the long-awaited return of a long-gone favorite game show from TGO Radio. It's called Guess the Race.
Caucasian.
Incorrect.
Okay, okay. Well, let's hear some of the story. Maybe that'll give it away.
More police say that child driver was also armed and is now accused of a carjacking that was caught.
Did you figure it out?
I think I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right.
Yeah. He's definitely Native American.
Yeah, only took, well, no, he wasn't drinking.
God damn it. Oh, you're so much better at this than I am.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm I got my own demons, all right?
He's now accused of a carjacking that was caught on video.
A witness
cap. What the fuck? This kid is fucking, he's already, look, he can't be reformed, okay, this kid. He's 8.
I did a carjacking once and all I got was put on a fucking list.
Well, I did one, you know, Come to find out,
register and all this bullshit.
The thing, you had to go introduce yourself to your neighbors and all that.
Yeah.
Come to find out, it's where you do the carjacking is the big thing in that. Yeah. Unfortunately, I happen to be sitting out in front of a school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. No. Here. Hi, Jeff Durant. I'm your neighbor. Listen, I like to beat off in my Buick, so just, you know, had to let you know that.
Get your binoculars ready.
So, you know.
I have been deemed a menace by my city.
Well, that's a cute daughter you got there.
How old?
14? 10? Oh, never mind.
Too old for me.
Creep.
Caught on video.
A witness captured this video of the child driving off in the stolen car. We spoke to that person about what he saw. Anchor Sally Pitts with...
Thank God we did that. Boy, because, man, woo!
Fucking live interview. Good, good.
So
this will be informative.
Well, it can't be anything but informative.
Right.
If and you ask me.
And new information from police.
I doubt that. What?
Call the Montgomery Police Department.
Witness video shows what police say is an 8-year-old driving a stolen car. The witness said he saw the child hit another car and then drive off.
I just naturally kind of wanted to follow him because I didn't think...
Are they sure he's a boy? That sounds like a female driver to me.
Sure wasn't Caitlyn Jenner? He killed the guy driving one time.
I know.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he's a girl, and all that stuff just kind of went away, didn't
sure
it?
Sure did. Oh, yeah. You can bury that shit when you're famous.
All of a sudden, I had a mental illness, and wouldn't you know it, those charges just disappeared like cocaine in the White House. We don't know where that cocaine came from. It's the most heavily fortified and photographed, you know, mansion in this civilized world, and we can't figure out where that cocaine came from.
You know, every fucking fly that flies in and out of that building.
You can't get over the fence.
Nope. But boy, you're just bumfuzzled on how this cocaine got left here.
We have
this
no
baggie
idea.
Of coke, I don't know.
And this is how conspiracy theories start. Because here's the thing. They know.
Yeah.
They know who dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And now every nutcase on the right is going to be like, well, it was clearly Hunter Biden. And if it wasn't Hunter, they would say who it is. Yeah. Yes.
So
now it's going to be a conspiracy. It's going to be up there with, you know, fucking whatever the popular.
Everything's a conspiracy theory. Everything.
Pizzagate.
I just naturally kind of wanted to follow him because I didn't think it was right for him to just get
it's
away.
Not right.
Hitting someone. But as I was following him, I realized at some point it was a little boy.
The witness said he continued to follow the car. And at one point, it turned onto the boulevard, going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Well, what? You expect him to fucking know which way to go? He's 8.
So let me guess, good citizen, you followed him to do your duty, didn't you? Fucking creating more havoc with this situation. Get back off.
I've only been stealing cars for a year. Give me a break. That was
on
last year when
Road
I was
is two guys, and they just wanted a ride to, I think, American Deli. And so I followed them there.
He picked up two guys to take them to a restaurant? Wait a minute. Hang on. He was an Uber. He's just trying to make some money for his family. All of a sudden, we have the Hunter Biden excuse. Just trying to make some money for his family? What do you mean? He was selling influence. What are you talking about? Again with Hunter Biden, but, you know, Trump's kids did it too.
Witness called police, who tried to pull over the child. Officers say he refused to stop.
No shit, stupid.
He couldn't reach the brake.
Yeah, well, that's probably right. He's probably idling the whole fucking way. You fucking just imagine an 8-year-old just fucking both feet just fucking laying on the gas.
Got that fucking Al Cowling's fucking high speed pursuit.
I'm in hot pursuit.
During the chase, police say the 8-year-old driver crashed in the area of West Fairview Avenue and South Court Street. No one was hurt, but this witness fears it could have ended differently.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't.
It didn't. So.
So why are we talking about it?
Why are we speculating?
Speculating. Why are we speculating?
Speculators! Mount up.
It A New York man was arrested for allegedly running around the strip naked before interrupting a poker game by quote-unquote gyrating. And this, I mean, it's the sentence that keeps on giving. And picking a fight with a one-legged man.
Well, shit.
35.
Oh, that's a little young. It's a little young to be there.
Faces charges of disorderly conduct, battery, and 5 counts of indecent exposure.
Battery smacks somebody in the face with his dick?
Well, funny you should say that. Ran northbound to the Link, which is a lovely building in Las Vegas there.
Oh, he's a New York man, but this happened in Vegas.
It did. Gotcha.
All right. Love Vegas, baby.
Was later detained by Harrah's. At Harrah's, by security and police arrived to verify it was the same man they were looking for in regard to an assault of a one-legged man. Seen by security and CCTV footage removing his clothes at the Link. Ran completely naked through to Harrah's. Climbed atop a poker table, quote, had climbed atop a poker table, flaunted his genitals to all who passed, and exposing his privates while gyrating.
Yeah.
He then, quote, transitioned to a position where he exposed his asshole for all who passed on the main floor.
Part of the floor show, baby. Her Harrah's always gives you a good show. I mean, their entertainment is quality.
If I'm sitting at that poker table, I got my money's worth. I'm cashing out, and I'm going back to the room.
I bet it was
You're
an empty.
You're not topping that.
It had to have been an empty poker table. Number one, he'd have been off it in half a second. Security would have fucking got it. It's probably one of the ones that wasn't being used at the time. That cat would have fucking been off of that and on the floor just as fast as he jumped up onto it.
An upstate New York middle school principal used Snapchat to try to lure a 16-year-old girl to meet him in a remote location for sex, bringing with him condoms, chicky nugs, and a Grimace milkshake. Authorities said. Johnson Middle School principal Daniel Erickson was arrested, charged with luring a child and attempted rape. Well, I mean, is it really a crime if you're just attempting? Like, everyone's trying to do something with their lives. Hang on. Oh, it's rape. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. Sorry. Awfully sorry about that. Had been allegedly communicating with the teen for at least a week before his arrest. New York principal made statements to her that indicated he was going to, quote, engage in sexual conduct with the minor. It's all it costs to get some 16-year-old puss. Fucking Grimace shaking some chicky nugs.
Please stop saying chicky nugs. I hate it when you say that. Please call me. Fucking jam, man.
You
This one shouldn't even really be in there now.
She's 16 and 6 feet tall. Young ladies, young ladies.
Dr. Hook.
I once loved a woman, a child, I am told.
Man, oh man.
Is that it?
Yeah, the new version's not on here, I think.
I was going to say, what happened to the squig tones?
There was three more songs
yeah.
in there. All right, let me see if I can find the new version.
Right.
I apologize,
America.
They
have the squig tones on there.
Yeah, you know what? I got your squig tones. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Ah, here it is. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but we'll...
Thank fucking Christ.
I'll treat you like a queen.
Darling.
Night after night. Because you were 17.
Mad about 14. 14's mad about me.
Is that the youngest reference in there? 14?
No.
There's a 13 in there.
Teddy Nugent's got a 13. Yeah. I don't care if you're just 13.
Yeah.
Zoinks.
Come on, Ted. Jesus
I don't
Christ,
care
really?
If you're just 13. Look, you can make a case for 17. I got it, okay? 17 and 6. Okay. 13, you're not making the case for. That's not happening, Teddy.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe.
I don't care if you're just 13, Teddy says. He sure doesn't.
No, he does not.
Apparently not.
Do we have any Elvis in here? I know he was into him, but did he ever do a song?
I got a picture at home of him surrounded by about 5 14-year-old girls.
But did he ever have any?
It is alarming.
Did he ever have any references in a song?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't either,
but
man.
But boy, you would think that, you know.
Yeah, you can't hide that.
Mm-mm. No.
Wow.
He liked
him young.
Erickson made multiple attempts to meet with the girl, even showing up at her house. But the teen never came outside to see him. That full ball bag makes you do some weird shit, man.
It's a curse.
It is a curse. Allegedly agreed to meet with the student in a remote location with the intention of engaging in sexual relations. Arrived with the location with a box of condoms, the aforementioned nugs, and a Grimace milkshake. Which, by the way, did you have one of those?
Fuck no.
They're fucking delicious.
I'm not having one of those fucking diabetic nightmares.
I at least have, yeah. Yo, yeah.
No,
we're going to start watching it now. They were... Very good. I had at least 5 of them.
Are you serious?
Not in one day. That'd
what
be a
do
record.
They taste like?
They're like a berry.
Ew.
Like a berry flavor. They're really good.
Man, nasty.
I could bring those back every year.
It's Grimace cum.
Well, his cum is...
Delicious?
Boy, that's clean.
Berry delicious.
If only one of us had said the line, that would be out of context audio. Oh, boy. So how do you feel about today's shows?
Good, but I'm fucking exhausted.
Are you? Yeah.
I put out a lot today, Daddy-o.
You've been carrying two fucking shows.
Jesus Christ.
I got a whole thing here about Jackie Kennedy. We can't even do it now.
Whew. Man.
So in real time, we're off the next 2 weeks, but there will be shows. Plenty of shows. Many, many shows.
Many, many shows.
Many, many shows. We have hamburgers. We have many, many shows.
We have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many, many french fries.
And fucking duttering oaf.
He's a fucking, like I told you, he is a blank canvas of a human.
Yep.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
I think that's Doug's way of telling us it's time to go home. We should start having Doug give us the cue out.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Like that should be it, right? Like having him go... We're done. And then we're out.
But I don't know, man. That motherfucker seems like he's ready to go when he gets here, so.
That's a lot of power for Doug to have.
Yeah, like he's got better fucking shit to do than this.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
We should ask him about his life.
Fuck him and his life.
Doug, now's the time, Doug. Tell us a little bit more about Doug Reacharound. Tell us what motivates Doug Reacharound. Tell us what makes Doug Reach Around. Tell us.
Oh, the show's over? Huh.